morning, Jim was not in Sunday school because he attended sort of the, what did they call it, the consecration or the birthday, the beginning of Community First United Methodist Church in Carrollton. They had their, the bishop came, the district superintendent came, they had the official liturgy and service to birth that church into being. And so as we go to the Lord in prayer this morning, may we be in prayer for them. May they know that as the Sister United Methodist Church, we pray for nothing but the dance to go on through their lives. And we're so grateful and so thankful that that church has been able to get together and move forward. So let's pray. Most gracious, almighty, loving, wonderful, powerful, silent and yelling out loud, God, how we love you. How we thank you that our lives are wrapped in you and that your arms are around us through your Son, Jesus Christ, and through the Holy Spirit that he left. We know that we are safe. We know that there is nothing that can harm us. And we know that you, as Jesus called his disciples, have called us to be your church. We thank you. Thank you for the privilege of this. Thank you for the joy of this. Thank you for the great task of this. For it's in the work and it's in the doing and it's in the being the church that we learn more about you. And that as we learn, the world learns as well. So show us the way, Lord. As we worship here together this day, may we hear something or see something or feel something or experience something that allows us to know you just a little bit better. You have heard those concerns that we have, those joys that we have. We pray for all those who have lost those that they love recently. We pray for all those who are grieving, for all who are ill, for all who are depressed and downtrodden. We pray that you would lift them up. We pray that your Holy Spirit would enfold them and energize them and allow them to feel your presence in a way that they have not felt in a long, long time. And as they feel that presence, as they know the truth of who you are in their lives, we pray that they would have wisdom and courage to speak it, to live it, to dance it, so that others might see. We thank you for this world where dances are taking place that we can't even see, but that you are so aware of. In broken homes and in the hospital rooms and broken relationships. In so many other situations, you are moving and having your way, and we thank you for that. We thank you. We thank you for Jesus. And as we pray this prayer that he taught us, may we pray it as if we're praying it for the first time. May we pray it as if we really believe, as if we really know, because we do know that you are in control of this world. And all the things that seem so frightening and so dark and so bad, you can change through us. Show us how. Let's pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory.